Hey everybody, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch, and I'm here with
Ricky.
Hi Ricky, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Dude, by the time that this comes out, it's gonna be your birthday.
Sweet.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
We were so drunk yesterday.
It was incredible. We started drinking from
4?
Well, I had a beer at 3:30.
There was tequila involved. It was terrible.
There's so much beer. I haven't had that much beer in a while.
Well, let's roll that intro. Go! So Ricky, what was your favorite part of last night?
It was just like the people coming and gathering. That was kind of fun. I got presents. I like getting presents. I didn't expect people to give me presents.
Yeah, you got a lot of presents yesterday. You got tequila. We have too much tequila now. We have like 2 bottles of tequila that we power with the pot.
Yeah, there's tequila.
I'm not that young anymore. I can't do it.
There's champagne. We drank beer. I got pasta. Pasta set. You gotta make some pasta.
I forgot about the pasta set. Yeah, you got a pasta set. I totally forgot about that. Hey, everybody, you might be hearing, if today's audio is a little weird, it's because downstairs they're doing like a presentation. Like, it's like 8 o'clock at night. It should be quiet time. And they're like downstairs in a little room with a PA for who knows what reason. I have no idea.
Giving a seminar. It's prime time for something.
I don't know. It's kind of annoying. Anyway, we got a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk about a lot of the news. I want to start off with some good news that you stole from me. So let's go to that.
The good news
is the moon thing. Is it there? You got
Hell yeah, I got it. You want?
Let's do it. Here we go. Japan's slim. I love that. It's called slim. Lunar probe returns to life more than a week after landing upside down on the moon. That's it. That's all it is.
Congrats.
Yeah, woke up and was like, hey guys, I'm on the moon. And they're like, cool. Now they're trying to figure out what to do with it. Japan's lunar lander has regained power a full 9 days after it landed on the moon's surface nearly upside down and was subsequently switched off, JAXA announced. A change in the sun's position allowed the solar panels to receive light and charge the probe's battery, according to JAXA, to reestablish communication. So that's cool.
What was SLIM short for again?
It stands for Smart Lander for Investigating Moon.
Oh, that's the real Slim Shady.
Oh, God. Don't go there. Don't do that. I love how you're wearing a t-shirt. It's the middle of the winter.
It's great. It's 15 degrees out.
It is warm. I don't know how to segue from warm to Japan's homo sausage.
That is hot.
Now comes with cheese. So there's a lot of words in Japanese that don't really line up with their English equivalents. Like here in the article, it mentions mansion.
Yep.
Which means apartment.
Everyone lives in a mansion here in Japan.
Yeah, they're just apartment buildings. Service, which means for free, like comped. If you get comped for something, they're like, sabisu. Kind of sounds weird. And then smart means like slim. Can you think of some more of these?
I can't. Not off the top of my head.
So
Handlekeeper.
Handlekeeper.
Designated driver. That's weird.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Plus alpha.
You sometimes say that.
Yeah, it's like when you like when there's a added cherry on the top, an added benefit to something. They're like, that's a plus alpha. I'm like, what? Where does that come from?
This would make sense, but I kind of like it. Just a cospa.
Cost performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cost performance of anything, of the food, usually the restaurants.
Yeah, dude. Japan's so. I'm going to Europe in March. I'm not looking forward to the prices. So anyway, Japan's homo sausage now comes with cheese. So Japan has a sausage that's called homo. And it's a sausage, and now it comes with cheese.
And it's not referring to like the sausage's sexual orientation, right?
No, it means homogenized sausage.
Huh.
There used to be a bench here in Tenmonkan that was called the Homo Milk Bench. And it was for the homogenized milk. And everybody would sit on it and take a picture like, yeah, Homo Milk, yeah. But in Japanese, if you call somebody a homo, it's not a slur. It's like, it's not a rude word.
Oh, okay.
To call them gay, it's not rude at all.
I wouldn't dare call someone homogenized.
I have a new subreddit that I'm like, I love. It's called shit. I forgot what it's called. It's called Okay Homo or like something like that.
Okay.
And it's like basically guys doing really gay stuff. I love it. It's so cute. It's great. It's really, really gay. But just like my Instagram. My Instagram's full of gay dudes. I don't know why.
No homo.
I don't search for any of that stuff. We proved this on the last show, but I don't search for any of that stuff. It just comes up. It just Instagram just thinks that that's what I want. You got big booty ladies.
Big booty ladies, yeah. Large abundant chests.
Dude, last week's show with Natsuki, did you see it? It's out of control.
I haven't seen it. I really want to watch it.
It's completely out of control.
It's right there.
Go to any one of your stories. Let's do this. We're just, today was like, we both woke up in like the afternoon. It's like, you went home when the sun was up.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 or 9 a.m.
Yeah, I woke up and was just like, I need to go home.
Well, you know, things that are out of control. Mm. What is up with airplanes high-fiving each other this entire
third
year?
Third time in Japan.
And in Japan. And also, like, bolts coming off of planes and everything. Fun stuff. Anyways, ANA planes in minor collision at Osaka Airport. No one hurt. So, two of these ANA planes just, like, touch wings or something at an airport in Osaka and Hyogo prefectures. No one was hurt. And they were both Bombardier DHC-8400s, if anyone's interested in the plane model. Nerds.
Plane nerds.
Yeah, and it happened around 10 a.m. on the tarmac. And, yeah, it's all, like, I think it was almost like both planes combined, like, 140 passengers-ish, but nothing happened. So, yeah.
Stop it, guys. Stop it. Stop high-fiving each other with airplanes. It's really dangerous.
Exactly. I've never seen... That's a weird sport.
Speaking of things that are high in the sky, Mount Fuji climbers face 2,000 yen fees amid over-tourism concerns.
Soaring prices.
Do you know how cheap 2,000... It's equivalent to about $3 US.
Price hike of hiking.
So climbers ascending Mount Fuji from the mostly commonly used trail, the Yamanashi Prefecture, will be charged 2,000 yen, 13... Oh my God, it's $13? Is that really what 2,000 yen is now? Jesus. Mm-mm. From the summer to ease congestion at the landmark mountain and to fund safety measures, the prefectural government said Thursday. That's nothing. Like, dude, if they charged 5,000 yen, it would still be fine.
I think it's good. Get the place cleaned up, make it safer.
Yeah.
Maybe even more accessible.
Yeah, and they're worried about litter and stuff like that because it's like it's turning. They're done downstairs. They're not being noisy anymore.
Then done for now.
They're gonna start playing music.
Now here's a jazz band.
So I don't know. I think that over tourism is a problem, and I think that all these, like, when you go to a shrine, they're like, it's 300 yen entry. I'm like, just charge me like $10. Like, what is this 300 yen thing? Like, what is this for? Like, keep it pristine and charge me a little bit more. It's fine. I'm more than happy to give it.
Yeah, maybe throw in some tea or something at the end.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Cool beans.
Okay. From the top of Mount Fuji to
keeping the streets pristine from crime. No, I'm just kidding. This is not crime. There's three foreign-born residents sue over racial profiling by Japanese police.
Yeah.
So three residents of Japan with foreign roots filed a suit on Monday against the central and local governments over alleged racial profiling by police, seeking 3.3 million yen, or $10, $22,000 in damages per person. The three men in their 20s to 50s have all lived in Japan over 10 years and are either naturalized citizens or permanent residents and have repeatedly been questioned by the police because of their ethnicity, appearance, according to the complaint.
The comments on that Reddit was really good. It was like, you know, the majority of crime that's done in Japan is done by Asian-looking people, mostly Japanese people, because there's mostly Japanese people in Japan. And yet the police spend a lot of their time stopping people that don't look like Japanese people. And it's like, why? What's the point of that?
Just, I guess, easy
targets.
Have
you been stopped by the police before?
Oh, no, never. No.
Me once, like, I was walking home from the grocery store with my groceries, and I walked in front of the Koban. The guy's like, show me your residency card. And I was like, I was holding my groceries. I looked at him, and I was like, are you fucking serious? And he's like, yeah, I want to see your card. And I was like, fine. This is back before I had age again, so I was just like, just put them down on the ground and gave it to him. And he's like, asked me some questions. I was like, can I go? Are we done? I don't like cops.
Especially cops with too much time on their hands.
Yeah, Japanese cops.
One of them was born in Pakistan.
Yeah, they're all of Pakistani. The brown persuasion, so that's where they're getting stopped.
I see. Wow. Your level of melanin, apparently.
Not all Japanese cops are racist, just a lot of them are. And it's not, they're not trying to be racist because they're bad people. It's like when you're in Japan and like 99% of your interactions are with Japanese people, and then all of a sudden you see something that's like, it's like when you play an MMORPG and there's like a bunch of purple monsters and all of a sudden there's a golden monster and you're like, I'm going to kill that. It's got rare loot.
Probably.
This analogy kind of fell apart.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, should we start, like, lynching people for loot?
No.
Oh, and this happened in your favorite place, Nagoya.
Yeah, I hate Nagoya.
Wow.
Nagoya. Speaking of my favorite place, Tokyo police arrest three over alleged Las Vegas sex work solicitation.
Wow.
Yeah, so the gist of this story is that these three guys were, like, trying to get a girl... The three allegedly solicited a woman in her 30s for prostitution work abroad by sending text via message line app line that said dating in Las Vegas, 1.8 million yen or $13. Actually, that's $12,200 guaranteed, and enter the country saying you are there for travel. So that's all. So they were charged under something I've never heard of before.
Seems so, like, what? Indecency or solicitation act or something?
No, wait, where is this? It's like they were charged under, like, I can't see. Oh, here it is. It's they were charged under the violating the Employment Security Act by recruiting for employment harmful to public morals.
Wow.
The hell does that mean?
I mean, keep your public morals pristine,
people. I never saw any Japanese prostitutes when I was in Vegas. I saw a lot of prostitutes. I lived in Las Vegas. That's my hometown. I'm from Las Vegas. I never saw any Japanese prostitutes.
They're
back. The fuckers downstairs are back.
They're back. Well, they weren't, you know, getting... You didn't have line at the time to call them over.
I think what's actually happening now is because the Japanese yen is so weak that these women... there's more incentive for them to go abroad, work, mm-hmm. and bring that money home. And, like, it just multiplies into a lot more money here.
Huh.
So.
I'm going to go abroad for travel.
You're going to get convicted under something, something public morals. Let's do that one, and then we'll do this one.
Well, all right. So from public morals to a public tragedy. So a high school girl on a bicycle was was caught in a truck and dragged about 700 meters to her death. Oh my gosh, she was conscious and able to speak when she was transported? I thought she died on the spot. Damn it. Anyways, on the 25th of this month, a high school girl riding a bicycle was dragged a fairly large distance by a large truck in Saijo City in Ehime Prefecture. This happened in the morning, and the 16-year-old female high school student was just riding a bike across an intersection on a prefectural road, and then she was caught when a large truck made a left turn. So unfortunately she didn't make it, and the driver of the truck, a 60-year-old male office worker, was arrested on suspicion of negligent driving. That's scary, man. That's unfortunate.
The comment on that was a Japanese resident. I stopped riding my bicycle in Japan. I have a road bike. It's really fast. I stopped riding it because it's just so dangerous. I was just thinking about it. I was like, yeah, it's good for my health. And yeah, you know, it's like, it's good for the environment. But, like, if I get hit by a bus thing, if I die, how many employees of mine are fucked? How many students of mine are fucked? Right. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it's not worth it for me to do this. And so I just started driving. It's really bad, but it's really dangerous to ride a bicycle here.
Yeah. I wish, like, especially Kagoshima with its bay and everything would put in better cycling.
No, I was talking to you about this before. I was talking to Biggins about this the other day. I was riding my, I tried to ride my bike from Kagoshima City to Aida, and I was taking, it's Route 10 all the way there, and it's just so narrow with giant trucks that just drive right next to you. I just, like, turned around. I was like, no, this is dangerous. I was like, fuck this shit. There's no place for bikes. There's not even enough room for both cars going both ways on this little street. And just, like, nope. Just nope the fuck out of that. Which is really too bad, because, like you said, it's a beautiful place. It'd be great for cycling.
Yeah.
The one time I cycled around Sakurajima, never do that again. That was just like, I was like, this is not enjoyable at all. It's like an elevation change of, like, a million meters. It's so bad. It's horrible. And, like, the road conditions are really bad too.
Wow. Just, like, throwing the dice every time.
Speaking of horrible, Prime Minister Asol, he crude critique exposes Japan's ongoing sexism problems. So he was making a, so as Japan, I'm just going to read this story. As Japan struggles to address the gender inequality that blights its international reputation, the former Prime Minister, Taro Aso, I'm going to keep calling him Asshole, has highlighted how far the country has to go with sexist comments made publicly about the foreign minister, Yoko Kamikawa. In a speech Sunday in Fukuoka Prefecture, the ruling Liberal Democratic Party vice president gave his assessment of Kamikawa's appearance and referred to her as Obasan, which means like old lady. while praising her diplomatic skills, he went on to say, "I wouldn't say that she's particularly beautiful, because this is something that you need to say." He said before commending her for her ability to speak confidently and organize diplomatic meetings without relying on aides.
Mitchell, you may have great hair, but you're kind of eloquent.
He's like, even we were impressed by how this old lady managed so well.
Oh my gosh, dude, what is this, like,
asshole? Listen to me.
What is he, like, 80 years old?
Yeah, he's like a million. Are we being ageist now?
Well, yeah, for the Japanese government, get all these old coots out of there.
Okay, boomer. No, seriously, they need to get him out of there. Well, he's not in any official like government position. He's just like, you know. I forgot to print this story, but we have to talk about this. This is our last story today, guys, because I think me and Ricky are gonna get some food. I'm starving. Because there were some production problems today, because I'm in charge of the production stuff today, so we had some issues. Sorry, buddy. Where is this article? Like, recently...
Mystery article? Let's go.
There we go. Recently, people have like been just posting like a photo and like a title on Reddit, and so there's no thing to click because it's all just bots talking to bots.
Nice.
Anyway, I don't know how to. Is this just a fucking a circle? Whatever. I linked it to Carl. I'm just gonna link it from. Just click it here.
Got it. Technology.
There we go. Okay, so everybody, if you guys are worried about this, okay, for all you Swifties out there, if you were worried that Taylor Swift wouldn't be able to go from her Tokyo concert.
No.
To Las Vegas, where the Super Bowl is. And this is the first time I learned that the Super Bowl's in Las Vegas.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
The Japanese embassy has released an official statement that says, and you can see this on their fucking Twitter account. It says, the embassy of Japan in the United States is aware of recent media reports concerning the step. This is the fucking embassy. The steps Taylor Swift will need to take to travel from Tokyo after her concert on February 10th to Las Vegas in time to watch the Kansas City Chiefs play in Super Bowl LV111, whatever that is. Despite the 12-hour flight and 17-hour time difference, the embassy can confidently speak now, which is fucking Taylor Swifty code, to say that if she departs Tokyo in the evening after her concert, she should comfortably arrive in Las Vegas before the Super Bowl begins.
Whew, I can breathe easy now.
Jesus Christ, right? Oh my God. Like, thank you, Lord. What the hell? Who cares?
Hey, Japan cares. And
were you with me when I met a Swifty in Kagoshima?
No.
Oh, God. It was this boy, and he had a Swifty Parker hoodie on. It's another Japanese word for you guys. Paka means hoodie.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was like, are you a Swifty? And he was, oh my God, are you too? And I was like, no. I was like, no. there is this news story that came out the other day about how the Taylor Swift, whatever her tour was called, was actually adding to global warming because of all the one-time use fashion that people were buying off like Shein and stuff to go to her concert.
The Eras Tour.
Eras Tour, that's what it is.
It made like 1.82 billion yen. Yes, US dollars.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's actual money.
She's like her own economy. It's crazy.
Right?
That's
powerhouse.
Well, good for her.
It makes me think, like, probably should listen to a bit of her music because this is like some cultural movement that's happening. It's like if Michael Jackson was still a music icon.
She did something that was really interesting. She sold her songs, right? And then so like all of her, like her old back catalog, she sold all this music for all this money. And then she starts re-releasing the old songs in a new recording. So that's not the old song. It's not the old license. So she just...
double dip, man. Double dip your money is amazing.
I wonder, will that girl ever be happy? Doesn't she have that? That's what it is. That she's got that the Chiefs boyfriend or the football boyfriend guy now.
Oh, also LV111 is for III is 58.
58. Thank you.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. You know the Romans didn't know what zero was. They didn't have a zero.
Didn't the Egyptians have a zero?
No, or they borrowed it from one of the
neighboring countries.
Neighboring, not Egypt. Who was it? The Prussians or something? Not Prussians. One of those.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah. Is it?
Who did all the guys fight in 300? What were those guys?
The Persians.
Persians. There. That's the word I was looking for. I think we got the zero from the Persians.
Hey.
Maybe. I don't know. I was listening to Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's like, let me tell you. He's I was like, dude, he's always so excited for science. All right, Ricky, let's go get food. I'm hungry.
We get food.
It's hopefully this episode is all recorded and nice. There's no one manning the computer right now, so if it's all screwed, if it's gone, you'll never know because it won't be recorded.
We just had fun.
Yeah. Well, that's been our show today. Thank you to our patrons and everybody for. If you haven't been subscribing, please subscribe. Something like 60 or 70% of the people who watch the show don't subscribe. They need to subscribe.
Oh, snap. Please subscribe, guys.
And also, you can find links to all the articles that we talked about in the show comments and stuff like that. And yeah.
Clicky pen.
Shit, I have a clicky pen. Oh, no. It means something bad's going to happen. Happy birthday, Ricky.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. And a special thank you to our Patreon sponsors, Jan Myler, Jen, Justin Perkins, Ellen, Dennis P., Ellen Mary, Clayton Jung, aka Back in the Clay YouTube, Corey Smith, and Joshua. We appreciate all of your support. Thank you.